How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome to the Daily Nerd Diva. Oh, and lest I forget, Bawweep Grunweep Nidibon, y'all. Yeah, that's right, I'm bringing back the classic Steve-O Supremo from the Nerd of God phrase. A phrase I would not know had I not listened to the Nerd of Godcast, because I had never heard that phrase from Transformers, I believe. It's the universal greeting. Don't ask me to spell it. I Googled it once. It's even hard to figure out how to spell it using Google. I just know it's something Steven used to say, along with Tony, on some of the earlier episodes of the Nerd of Godcast. Frankly, I'm a little behind on the show. They're on episode, I think the second part of episode 161 was their most recent upload at the time of recording. Me, I just finished episode 15. That's because not that long ago, I started the show over. Instead of catching up from early on in season 6, when I had kind of fallen off listening to almost any podcasts, I started over from, I think, episode 3. Because not that long ago, I listened to 1 and 2 again. So I picked up with 3. And I'm moving forward from there. Is it because I miss Bawweep Grunweep Nidibon? Maybe. Is it because I miss the good old typeface joke days of Nef News? Quite possibly. Is it because, just deep down, most of us kind of miss Tori? Likely. All that to say, if you haven't listened to the early episodes of the Nerd of Godcast, I'd recommend it. There's some really good stuff in the early seasons. Different crew, or same crew in some cases, it doesn't matter. You're not going to miss out no matter when you started on the show, but I think there's some really cool things if you go back and listen to the earlier seasons. If you're new to this season, if all you've ever heard is the episodes in season 7, go back and listen to the era of Tori, the era of Jessica, the days of EJ. It's good stuff. And there's some truly valuable lessons to be learned there, spiritually, not just some good laughs at the puns of a good episode of Nef News, or, dare I say it, the original rendition of Sweet Pair of Rhymes. If you know, you know. Well, I think nostalgia for some things, or desire to go back and dig through podcasts or shows from the beginning isn't bad. I think a lot of us do it. It's something we have to be careful with in our own lives as Christians. In Ephesians 4, starting in verse 22, it says, "To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." There are things we can hold on to. Things that aren't good to go back to. Things that will actively harm us or drag us down. You have to be willing, and it's difficult, but you have to be willing to set those things down. Leave them behind, not pick them back up. I know the story of Lot's wife turning around to look back as they fled the city is kind of an odd one. And while I know you're not going to turn into a pillar of salt for falling back into bad habits, it's a poignant reminder that it is dangerous for us to not let go of the former things sometimes. There are former things that aren't bad. There are former things that are. And you have to be willing to make those distinctions and move forward in life and move forward with God to whatever it is He has for you. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the show and come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, if you haven't, download episode 66, listen to the whole thing, but make sure you stay for the outtakes at the end. They're fantastic.